Grace, mercy, and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text, John chapter 10, 1 to 10, is the first section of what has been referred to as the Good Shepherd chapter in the Gospel according to St. John. The emphasis in our text, however, is on Jesus Christ as the door. The words of our text call for reflection and decision on our part. According to the context, Jesus appears to have had the Pharisees in mind. In an analogy or parable or figure of speech, Jesus refers to those who enter a sheepfold in a way other than through the entrance as thieves and robbers and not shepherds of the sheep. They are bent, as it were, on fleecing the sheep rather than protecting and providing for the sheep. A shepherd who cares for the sheep enters by way of the gate or the door. Jesus' original hearers apparently did not understand. Twice in the verses that follow, Jesus said of himself, "I am the door." The emphasis in the Greek is stronger than in the English. The personal pronoun is repeated, I am the door. In effect, Jesus was saying, I alone am the door. There is no other way into where the sheep are, into the shepherd's sheepfold. As we think of candidate placement, vicarage assignments, and the licensing of first-year seminarians, the common thread in all of this seems to be the desire to serve as under-shepherds in Christ's sheepfold, the Holy Christian Church. It is interesting and intriguing to realize that Christ's under-shepherds must first be sheep, whom Jesus has sought out and invited to follow him. Jesus, as the door, says, "Who enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus Christ, as we know, led a perfect life, made a perfect sacrifice for the sins of all through his suffering, crucifixion, death, and burial, to win for us and for all forgiveness of sins. He gained victory over death and over the grave by his rising from the dead. The text calls for all under-shepherds and aspiring under-shepherds of Jesus Christ, the only door, to ask such questions of themselves as, do I acknowledge and confess that I was a lost sheep? Do I acknowledge and accept the fact that by myself I would be lost forever? Do I recognize, accept, and appreciate the price that Christ paid for me through his perfect life, substitutionary crucifixion, death, and burial? Do I really believe that Jesus Christ conquered death for me, that I might have salvation and eternal life? Do I recognize and accept Jesus Christ as the only door into his sheepfold, the church? The calling of the under-shepherds of Christ is to point people to Jesus Christ as the only door, the only gate, the only entrance to life, spiritual and eternal. Christ's under-shepherds will warn his people to beware of false prophets and teachers who come among them to deceive, to steal, and to abuse the members of his flock. The under-shepherds themselves will listen for and follow the voice of the chief shepherd by a diligent use of word and sacraments. Jesus Christ still speaks to us today. I am the door. Who enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door of the sheep. Amen.